First John. Chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. Because the life was revealed, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was revealed to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And we write these things to you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard from him, and declare to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and are not truthful. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you, that you do not sin. But if any man does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the atoning, debt-paying, sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And this is how we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God is truly perfected. This is how we know that we are in him. He who says he lives in him ought himself also so to live, even as he lived. Brothers, I do not write a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I do write to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in darkness even until now. He who loves his brother lives in the light, and there is no occasion for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world and its lust passes away, but he who does the will of God lives forever. Little children, it is the end of time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist will come, even now there are many Antichrists. This is how we know that it is the end of time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Because if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out from us, that they might be revealed to all that they were not all of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all these things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son, the same does not have the Father, but he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore let that which you have heard from the beginning live in you. If that which you have heard from the beginning will remain in you, you also will continue in the Son, and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him lives in you, and you do not need that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you will live in him. And now, little children, live in him. That, when he appears, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him.
1 John chapter 3. Consider, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we will be, but we know that, when he appears, we will be like him. Because we will see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whoever commits sin disobeys the law, because sin is disobedience to the law. And you know that he was revealed to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whoever lives in him does not sin. Whoever sins has not seen him, nor knows him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil. Because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Because for this purpose the Son of God was revealed, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, because his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are revealed, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not do righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother. Because this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brothers. He who does not love his brother lives in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life living in him. This is how we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoever has this world's goods, and sees his brother having need, and closes up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of God live in him? My little children, let us not love in word, nor in speech, but in deed and in truth. And this is how we know that we are of the truth, and will assure our hearts before him. Because if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, then we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he who keeps his commandments lives in him, and he in him. And this is how we know that he lives in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it would come, and even now already it is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you, than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore they speak of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not of God does not listen to us. This is how we know the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. Because love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God, and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was revealed towards us, because God sent the only Son he has fathered into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the atoning, debt-paying, sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever will confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has towards us. God is love. And he who lives in love lives in God, and God in him. This is how our love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear causes torment. He who is afraid is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Because he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. 1 John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him who fathered loves him also who was fathered by him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God, and keep his commandments. Because this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Because whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Because there are three who bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, because this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself, he who does not believe God has made him a liar. Because he does not believe the witness that God gave concerning his Son. And this is the witness, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, in whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not to death, he must ask, and he will give him life for those who do not sin to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that he must pray for that. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin that is not to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. But he who is fathered by God keeps himself, and that wicked one does not touch him. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God has come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Let it be.